بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners, another episode of this program, Al Arabiyatu lil Jami', Arabic for all. And in this program, we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of the Hadith, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's an honor that we are learning from the noble Quran. So we are studying also the vocabs of the Quran and the tafsir of the Quran while we are going further, inshallah, and learning the Arabic language in order, right from the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha, in Surah Al-Baqarah, we're still in Surah Al-Baqarah, and hopefully, inshallah, we can finish the entire Quran. Those listeners who wish to join the program and be amongst the students of Al-Arabiyatu lil-Jami', you can call us and register. The number to dial is 011-854-1548 and give your number to our engineer and he will give you a student number, inshallah, starting from 266. Alright, open your kitab, the Noble Quran, on Surah Al-Baqarah. This is chapter 2 in the Noble Quran and the verse number 91. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا ويكفرون بما وراءه وهو الحق مصدقا لما معهم قل فلم تقتلون أنبياء الله من قبل إن كنتم مؤمنين. This is the verse we're studying today, inshallah. وإذا, wow means and إذا means when. إذا means when. وإذا, and when. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, when it is said to them. قِيلَ is it is said. قِيلَ, it is said. It's in the passive form here. قِيلَ. قَالَ means to say, or past tense, said, قَالَ. Now قِيلَ means it is said. So this is the difference between the passive and the active form. In the active you say قَالَ يَقُول, while in the passive you'll say qila yuqal. Qila yuqal. So yuqal means it is said. Yuqal means it's been saying, is something that's been said. And also qila means the same thing. It is said. Qila. It was said already. Alright. Wa idha qila, when it is said to them. Lahum, to them. Lam and ha attached to it, meem, that's lahum, to them, that ha and meem at the end is a pronoun for the plural. So you say lahum, to them. Lahum means to them. Lana, to us. Lahu, to him. Laha, to her. Okay, so we got lahum here. Wa idha qila lahum, when he said to them, it said to them what? Aminu, believe. Aminu, believe. Request verb. Aminu, believe. Aminu bima anzal Allah, believe in that which was in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. Believe in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. And what Allah has revealed. Bima anzal Allah. Bima means in what? Believe in what? Yu'min bi means to believe in. Aminu bima, believe in what? Ma means what? We studied it before in the questions. We said one of the questions is ma means what? Ma ismuka, what's your name? Ma hadha, what is this? So ma means what? Aminu bima, believe in what? Bima anzala Allah, in what Allah has revealed. In what Allah has revealed. So anzala means revealed. Past tense. Yunzil is to reveal in a present tense form. While anzala means revealed in the past form. So it's aminu bima anzal Allah, believe in what Allah has revealed. Qalu, now they say. Qalu, they say. Qalu nu'minu bima unzila alayna, we believe. Nu'minu means we believe. Nun here is a pronoun. Nu'minu, we believe. Nahnu nu'min. Nahnu nu'min means we believe. Only nu'min also is giving the same meaning even without nahnu. So here is without nahnu, but we can understand it. It means we, because the pronoun here is the same pronoun used for we. نحن قالوا نؤمن. So there is no نحن, but it gives the same meaning. Why? Because the pronoun used is ن, نؤمن. We believe. قالوا نؤمن بما. We believe in what? Again, we believe in what أنزل علينا, in what was revealed to us. قالوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا. We only believe in what was revealed to us. That's what they used to say. We will only believe in that which was revealed to us, referring to the Torah or the Gospel. قالوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا. He is speaking about Banu Israel. So it's referring to them, those who believed in the scriptures before the Quran. نؤمن بما أنزل علينا ويكفرون بما وراء ويكفرون بما وراء. And they disbelieve. يكفرون, they disbelieve. يكفر means disbelieve. كافر, disbeliever. كافر is disbeliever. يكفر, to disbelieve. ويكفرون بما وراءه. And they disbelieve in that which came after that. بما وراءه refers to the books which came after that, after the Torah. ويكفرون بما وراءه. And they disbelieve in that which was revealed after that. وهو الحق. وهو الحق. And this is the truth. While these books, or this book referring to the Quran specifically, is الحق, is the truth. الحق is truth. حق, truth. حاء and قاف, just حاء and قاف, truth. الحق, the truth. So ألف اللام in front of it means the. الحق, the truth. وهو الحق. And this is the truth. This book is the truth. The Quran is the truth. الحق. مصدقا لما معهم. Confirming. This book is confirming what they had, what they already have. مصدقا لما معهم. Somebody might ask, but does this mean that these previous books were correct? It used to have some correct information. Whatever agrees with the Quran, we accept it. So the Quran came confirming some of these news, some of the of that which was already in these books, not all of it, but some of it, confirming that, confirming some of the news which came there in these books, and correcting the other news which was false or modified or altered or fabricated by people, added by people. All right, مصدقا لما معهم, confirming what was already with them. معهم, with them. معهم, with them. معنا, with us. معه, with him. معي, with me. ميم عين and ها and ميم. معهم, with them. مصدقا لما معهم, confirming that which they used to have. قل, now say, tell them, say to them. Now answer them in a sense. Refute what they claim, that, you know what, we will believe in what we have already. So what are you going to tell them? The Prophet now is being commanded to tell them something. فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ. Why did you kill the prophets of Allah? The same prophets who you are now claiming that you follow the scriptures which came upon them, you tried to kill them. You tried to kill them. You rejected them. You rejected what they used to have, what they used to bring to you from information, from the words of Allah. قُلْ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ. Say, then why did you kill the prophets of Allah? أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ. أَنْبِيَاء means prophets. The singular is نَبِي. So the plural is أنبياء, and the singular is نَبِي. نَبِي means prophet. أنبياء, prophets. تقتلون, the verb before that, تقتلون means you kill for a group of people. يقتل only means to kill. لا تقتل, don't kill. لا تقتل, don't kill. Taking from that, القتل. القتل means killing. Killing or murdering. That's القتل in Arabic. ألف لام قاف تاء and لام. Taking from that also, قاتل. قاتل is killer. قاتل, a killer. That's قاتل. قاف, ألف, تاء, and لام. قاتل, killer. The same word قاتل can be past tense from يقاتل, which means to fight. So يقاتل means to fight, and the past tense of it is قاتل. So the word قاتل can be used as a noun, as an adjective, referring to a killer. And the same word with the same letters and the same pronunciation can mean also a past tense from يقاتل, which means to fight. So قاتل can also means fight. Command verb or request verb. قاتل, fight, or قاتل, killer. Okay? So yeah, it's used. تقتل, لا تقتل, don't kill. تقتلون, you killed. Right? You killing. And taking from that, as we said, قاتل, which means killer. And the plural is قتلة. قتلة, killers. قتلة, killers. Or قاتلين also, so one of the plurals. So قتلة is killers. القتلة, the killers. قل فلما تقتلون أنبياء الله. Tell them, or say, why did you kill the prophets of Allah? من قبل, from before. إن كنتم مؤمنين, if you claim that you are believers. إن كنتم مؤمنين, if you were believers, if you are truly believers. So this is the verse studying today, verse number 91 in the Noble Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. Okay, we stop here inshallah by this verse. We'll go for a short break, and after the break we shall continue our program Al-Arabiyyatu Lil-Jami'.